right now. The volunteers are organizing, session signups are happening, and the speakers are getting ready. PodCamp Nashville 2011 is coming up. It's March 26th, Cadillac Ranch, downtown Nashville, in case you're wondering. In this episode, we're diving in with a one-on-one. We're calling 5 or 5. First up, Speaker Charles Alexander. All this and more in episode 30 of the Nashville Tech Feed.
To the Batmobile.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
You're excited! You're feeling nipples!
You have some mighty interesting people online.
No! Turn it on! Turn it back on!
Welcome back to the Nashville Tech Feed. This is episode 30. I'm David Baranja, your host, and I'd like to thank you for listening and subscribing to this podcast. I really appreciate it. You taking time to listen. You have other things you could do, but you listen here. If you like what you hear, you can comment and feel free to head over to the Nashville Tech Feed. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, you can find full show notes and how to subscribe there as well. But before we begin today's show, let me share with you what we're going to do is switch it up for the next few episodes. So instead of our hour-long panel discussion you're used to, you're going to get short episodes that we're calling one-on-one interviews. We're calling them our 5 or 5 series, which is 5 questions or 5 minutes, whichever one comes first. The theme is PodCamp Nashville 2011, which is March 26th at Cadillac Ranch in downtown Nashville. Some might ask, what is PodCamp Nashville? Well, let's take it from their website. It's the ultimate symposium for anyone, novice and expert, interested in online media to share ideas, hear from industry leaders, and participate in discussions and demonstrations. It's a forum for bloggers, marketers, content creators, educators, podcasters like me. And I'd like to gather, network, and learn about the latest trends and tricks and technologies in the interactive world. Find out more at podcampnashville.org. With that said, session signups began last week, and what I wanted to do is highlight presenters that I thought were high quality from talented people, and for some reason, they don't have a lot of people wanting to like attend their session. Now, this isn't against them. This is more, I don't understand why. So what I'm doing is, unlike PodCamp, I don't have to be neutral. I'm going to bring attention to them the only way I know how to, which is this podcast. Our first presenter up is Charles Alexander. He's a performing songwriter, music entrepreneur, bioinformationalist, which I might have to ask you about after our 5 minutes, and blogger. His session at PodCamp Nashville 2011 is Music Marketing Platforms, a Quick Hit Comparison. Welcome to the show, Charles. Are you ready for the 5 or 5?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Thank you.
Well, your 5 minutes doesn't start now, but do you want to explain a little bit of bioinformationalist?
Yeah, it's actually a bioinformaticist.
Oh, see, I'm should
yeah,
we start
so,
over? No. So
no,
explain
that's
to
cool. It's you know, it's pretty esoteric in the world we know each other in. So well,
explain that our audience.
I do computational stuff for the Human Genome Project. So
oh, really?
I work for a medical research center. And so what we do is, you know, that the Human Genome Project has a lot of data, most of it DNA and protein based. Mm-hmm. And those ended up in databases and information tech systems. And so you need people to manage that stuff. And that's basically what a bioinformaticist does.
Wow. So not only are you musically talented, but you're like super like analytically smart on the other side.
I think I fooled a lot of people into thinking that, yeah.
All right. So being our first presenter for PodCamp, I'm going to set the timer for 5 minutes, and we're going to do 5 questions, and we're going to do or 5 minutes. Now, the audience, just so the audience knows, I've given Charles the question in advance because I want them to, you know, him and all the future speakers to, you know, have a fair trial. It's not like we're just going to throw out, you know, like, do pi to 10 numbers. You probably do, but never mind.
So it feels like Jeopardy a little bit right now.
Yes, but I am not Watson, or am I
Alex
Trebek?
That's right. Thank God for small favors, man.
All right, so we're starting our timer now, and here's our first question. Why should I attend your session at PodCamp Nashville, March 26th at Cadillac Ranch, downtown Nashville?
Yeah, because I think it's going to be fun, you know, especially if you're a musician or an artist manager or if you're involved with digital media marketing. I think it's going to be fun. And then I also think it'd be a really good learning experience if you're trying to figure out what kinds of solutions you're looking for in terms of getting your music out.
Okay. Question two. Above all else, what is the one concept you hope attendees would take away from your session?
Yeah, and that there's no one size fits all, but there's a size will fit you, and that there are so many options now. I mean, you really can find a platform that will work for you and the way you work. So I think that's the take home there.
Okay. Do you? I don't know if I should answer follow up questions. What do you
Please
think?
Please do.
Please do. Do you think primarily musicians should attend, or do you think? What other people should attend if they're like, I'm not musically inclined, but why should I attend this session?
Right. So, you know, in the musician artist world here in Nashville, there isn't a lot of information about this stuff from the channels that typically feed that community, right? So
okay.
I think PodCamp, BarCamp, the stuff that the Nashville tech community puts out can be a really good mechanism to deliver their content. So if you're a musician, an artist, a management person, and you're looking for information in this stuff, and I know for a fact, being a musician myself, that information isn't readily available here, that this is a good channel to get it from.
Okay. Let's go on to question number three. What prompted you to pick the topic of your presentation today?
Yeah, I think it's because there's so many options there. It's not that we don't have enough stuff. There's too much stuff. And I think the information gets overwhelming. And I'm going to try and break this down into bit-sized pieces for people who want to figure out what's good for them in terms of music marketing platforms. So, yeah.
Excellent. Question four. This is the one that I'm looking forward to asking. If for some reason I couldn't attend your session during PodCamp 2011, what supporting session topic would you recommend?
Yeah, that's kind of easy for me. I think Kate O'Neill's Cathartic Content is going to be a good one to attend if you're a musician or an artist or a creative who's thinking about blogging and hasn't got on it yet. And I think Kate's such a great speaker. And I think what she's going to talk about is going to be really important to hear if you've never even started it and you don't know what to blog about. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I don't know what to do, what to say. I think you need to go listen to Kate. And then if I can add one more session, is Jake Jorgovan's How to Optimize or How to Use YouTube. I think Jake's a great video guy. He's a good speaker. I think people are going to get a lot from that session too. So,
excellent. All right, final question. And we have time to go. What is your preparation process in creating your presentation? How much time do you typically spend on it before you're standing in front of an audience?
Yeah, the actual presentation itself, I probably, depending on the session, you know, like for a 30-minute session, I probably spend about 2 to 3 hours just to create the presentation. And that doesn't even include like all the knowledge base that came prior to that, you know, just from working on it and stuff. So I would say 2 to 3 hours is probably what it's going to be for
the session. Presentation. Now, do you stand in front of a mirror before you give the presentation or do anything like that?
No, not in front of a mirror. Thankfully, in my other job or my day job and in doing all this stuff, you know, I've been doing this for about 20-odd years now, and I've had many opportunities to stand in front of an audience, either performing or speaking or presenting. So I kind of have a thing for that. The only thing I need to be careful about is to just keep it brief and brevity. You know, I can get pretty verbose. So that's the only thing. What I might do is like just turn on the camera here on the laptop or something and just like run through some things.
Yeah.
But, you know, the key for me is brevity. Because I can go off the rails pretty fast if I just let myself do it. So,
well, I'm assuming you're going to leave questions and answer time at the end?
Always, yeah.
Always?
Normally a significant chunk. So I think PodCamp this year is 30 minutes per session. So I'll probably talk for about 20 minutes, you know?
That's five minutes, my friend. I don't know. I didn't know how this was going to work out when I started, but I wanted to kind of keep it precise and keep it moving. So
yeah,
you'll have to find out how the session goes at PodCamp. So Charles, thank you so much for taking 5 minutes with us. And I hope this, you can go over to podcampnashville.org. podcampnashville.org, and go to the session sign up and sign up for Charles's session, because like I said, I wanted to find highlight people that I thought that had presentations that just weren't getting the attention I think they deserve. So
well,
I'm glad
you.
That you took your our 5 minutes and Skyped in with me. So I'm gonna end it like I end all the other shows I do. Charles, how can we find you on the internet?
Yeah, so you can find my music technology marketing blog at www.outsidetheboxmusic.com. And you can also find my musician site at charlesalexander.com. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you at PodCamp.
Thanks, David. Thank you so much.
To find more about Nashville Tech Feed, visit nashvilletechfeed.com. Nashville Tech Feed is also a part of the techpodcast.com network, which gets us on the Roku box. Also, you can contact us at comments@nashvillefeed.com or 615-280-0505 if you want to leave us a voicemail. And if you have a moment, we are currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes and visit our website and click on the listener survey link on the blog post for this episode, or go to nashvilletechfeed.com/survey. We'd love to hear from you. It'll only take a few minutes, and it'll help us greatly.